This is an ABC podcast.
And it is the end of an era at the Cairns show today. The first time in 60 years the cattle exhibit has not included cattle from Reedy Brook Station, which was sold recently at auction. Situated in the headwaters of the Burdekin River, closer to Greenvale than Mount Garnet actually, it's not the size of the property or its herd that made it so remarkable. It was the people, as they came from all parts of the country to camp there, play cricket in the legendary Reedy Brook Ashes, and to benefit from the hospitality of the people who called it their home, George and Joan Harriman. They were honoured yesterday by the Cairns Show Society for a lifetime of commitment to the cattle exhibit and the North Queensland industry. And I asked George if he still remembered arriving at Reedy Brook in 1950 at the age of 13.
We went up into a big lake there and we come home with these little tiny swans. And Dad said, you'd better get them back. So we took them back to their mothers. Yeah, little swans they were. They're easy to catch. They just float around on the water.
And it's the water and the consistency of it that's made Reedy Brook a special place to grow cattle.
Oh, yes. There's five lakes on Reedy Brook, and then there's the Burdekin running there and Reedy Brook Creek itself. It's certainly never a worry of water in our area.
What are the achievements that you're most proud of?
Well, we put a drain through the lake, one big lake there, and we had two goes at it. Dad started it and then we finished it, dropped the level down 8 feet. It gives us a lot of couch grass.
And it was always Brahmins for you and the Harriman family?
Oh, no. Years ago when we first went there, they were all black pole cattle. Well, there was no Brahmins around those times and we just had to put up with what we get. We had 1952, the first Brahmins come, and they were just white-faced bulls, any crossbred. But we gradually kept breeding, putting bulls in all the time, and they've improved.
What difference did that make to your herd?
Lifted the weight a lot, and temperament with Brahmins, you can stack them on top of one another a bit. They can handle the dry weather. Horses for courses all the time.
And, of course, George Harriman, by your side through all of this development and improvement was your wife, Joan. And, Joan, Reedy Brook was your home for all of those years too. What are your fondest memories of the place?
Meeting a lot of people, making a lot of friends. It's a pretty unique spot. People from Western Australia, South Australia, they just know where we are. And then we started the Reedy Brook Ashes. It's been 37 years, non-stop, and that was for the Flying Doctors. So we got pleasure out of doing that, and we've made a lot of friends. You work hard, people give it back to you.
Some would say it was a very special place, run by very special people, Joan Harriman. You always seem to have a reputation as rolling out the welcome mat and being very hospitable, when not all graziers take that approach, and for good reason sometimes.
Yeah, probably. I come from a family of eight, and I think you give and take a lot, and that makes a better person for giving and taking. But we've had a lot of accidents on the property as well, which was pretty tough going. We've got a Flying Doctor kit there, and one was a Taipan snake bite. He lived. He took 7 hours to get him out, and he still lived. And it was the only reason that he lived was the way I bandaged it right to his hip. Another one, he lost his leg. So we're dealing with life and death.
And that reality was the start of a long association through the Reedy Brook Ashes. How much money do you reckon the RFDS might have benefited as a result of those activities?
Flying Doctor on their own, probably around 400,000 to 500,000, but we've had Angel Flight as well, and we've had upgrades on the clinics around because they weren't upgraded to satisfaction. The outpatients in town get looked after. The bush patients, they didn't have aircon, they didn't have a wash basin, so we just upgraded all of those things that were needed. So over the years, I don't really know. It would be a good 700,000 or 800,000, and there's nothing there. It's only what people come and spend their money, and it's the people that make it, not us.
I'm talking to George and Joan Harriman at the Cairns Show Cattle Exhibit, right next to the pens. The prime cattle sale is about to get underway. But there is a little tinge of sadness among the crowd today because this is the end of an era for the Harrimans' long-standing association with the Cairns Show. Can you remember when you first started showing cattle here, George?
No, I cannot. It was a long time ago. I forget how many years it is, but it must be
over 60
years, a long time. I don't know. We just seem to get the cattle, set them up every year. And
why did you decide that that was an important thing to do?
Oh, well, we used to sell bulls, and, you know, if you get a few ribbons at the show, it helps sell your bulls. Most times it worked, other times it didn't. It didn't make much difference at all, some years.
But during that time, it did help establish your property as being a bit of a benchmark for the quality of cattle that could be sent out of that country, considering that you're up against some green rolling hills of the Tablelands and some softer country. What do you attest your success to and your longevity?
I don't know. We just keep going. Even our herd now is a real good herd. That's what helps sell our place, is the cattle on it. Yeah, a lot of big breeders, you know, it's pretty hard to get a good line of breeders like Readybrook had.
That noise that you might be able to hear in the background is the blowtorch being fired up because they're going to add a new brand to the Hall of Fame over there. How do you feel when you see the Readybrook and the Harriman family's brand right up there amongst the oldest and the longest to be associated with this show?
Oh, I don't know. We don't own the brand now, so it's gone, see?
Still obviously means a lot.
Yes, it does. When you breed cattle, you put your heart and soul into it. And George has done that. And to get quality, years ago, the Brahmins weren't here. You had to import them. And later in life, the Americans were importing them all fast, semen and all. So they were sort of a lot of hobby farmers, doctors, lawyers and Indian chief. I'm not knocking them for that. But their interest was different.
For you, it was never a hobby. It was your life.
Exactly. And George was the mainstay. I was always behind him. But then I did other things. He was chairman in the North Queensland branch, and his secretary and I did a lot of trophies, dinners, and we enjoyed doing that. We had fun doing it. But, yeah, it's what you put into your cattle is what you get out of it. And it's the same as the show here. The more you put in, the more you enjoy it. It's promoting your breed, whether it's Brahmins, Droughtmasters or other. And your prime cattle is very important because weight for age is what you get. And George didn't say anything about Brahmins, but we haven't dipped for 38, 39 years. And we're not biased. We're not biased. George always says horses for courses. Softer country, you can have the softer breed, but out in the basalt country, you can't.
That is Joan and George Harriman, who have certainly made their mark on the industry and also their community too over the past 70 years on Readybrook. I understand the Readybrook ashes will continue, as will the legacy left by the Harrimans.